It is 4:18. Time for Sarah's Wiki Corner, brought to you by Sonny's Family Diner. Start your day on the sunny side at Sonny's Family Diner in Brighton. In addition to their huge menu every morning from 7 till 8, you can get 2 eggs, potatoes, choice of meat, toast, and coffee for just $10. Visit Sonny's Family. It's a great deal. Visit Sonny's Family Diner, 2171 West Henrietta Road in Brighton. It's 2171 West Henrietta Road in Brighton. That is Sonny's Family Diner. Just having an argument during the commercials about hydroponics. Yeah. That's all. But it has nothing to do with today's Wiki Corner.
It does not.
What are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, today is apparently Lucky Penny Day.
Ah.
Do you have a lucky penny?
I do not.
Find a penny, pick it up all day long, you'll have good luck?
Okay.
No?
No.
Okay. Well, have you ever wondered why pennies are considered lucky?
Yes, I have.
Well,
why?
According to one theory, people originally thought pennies would bring good luck because of religious beliefs. Folklore from ancient civilizations said metals, like copper, were gifts from the gods intended to protect people from evil.
Oh.
This theory also fueled other superstitions like charm bracelets and metal horseshoes, which are also lucky.
Oh.
Plus, metal currency like pennies were linked to more wealth. Every cent is more wealth,
pennies
right?
Were?
Apparently.
Pennies are the
and
ones.
So that more luck. More wealth, more luck, I guess.
All right.
Yeah.
That's not what I hear. I hear more money, more problems. That's
right.
What I hear.
That's true, too.
There's a song about it, Sarah. Is. Do I need to go pull it out?
You don't.
Okay.
I don't think we have it.
We don't.
No.
But I would find it on YouTube.
Okay. Well, another reason people might have claimed pennies would bring good luck comes down to the battle between good and evil, which is like two sides of the coin. Finding a penny heads up meant you'd have luck on your side, but tails up would mean the opposite.
Oh, boy.
Although the exact reasoning for this is unknown.
No, that's just made up stuff.
Yeah. So the penny has been the lowest face value physical unit of U.S. currency since the abolition of the half cent in 1857.
Get rid of that.
The first U.S. cent was produced in 1787. By some accounts, this coin was designed by Benjamin Franklin.
Oh.
And as a reminder to its holders, he put at its bottom the message, mind your business.
Mind your business.
Which I think is a great thing we should put on more things.
We should.
This mind
should
be on your business.
Really. Mind your business.
Just mind your business.
Yeah.
Some historians believe that the word business was intended literally here, as he was an influential and successful businessman.
Sure.
The reverse side bore the motto, "We are one," surrounded by 13 chain links representing the original 13 colonial states.
Oh, okay.
The coin has gone through several designs over its 200-year time frame. Until 1857, it was about the size of the current U.S. dollar coin, so it was much bigger back
really?
Then.
Wow.
Yeah. Our current Lincoln cent was adopted in 1909, which would have been Lincoln's 100th birthday, replacing the Indian head cent. This marked a radical departure from the accepted styling of United States coinage, as it was the first regular coin to bear a portrait other than the mythical Liberty, which appeared on most pre-1909 regular coins. Mm. Previously, a strong feeling had prevailed against using portraits on coins in the U.S., but public sentiment stemming from the 100th anniversary celebration of Abraham Lincoln's birth, proved stronger than the long-standing tradition.
Sure, yeah.
The cent has primarily been issued as a copper or copper-plated coin throughout its history. Currently, pennies are made from copper-plated zinc. They're 97.5% zinc and 2.5% copper.
Oh, okay.
But a debate exists within the U.S. government and American society at large over whether the penny should be eliminated.
Oh.
The reason being, and this is a pretty good reason, pretty good reason to eliminate it, I think, the penny costs more to produce than the 1 cent it is worth, meaning the government loses money on every penny that is created.
That sounds exactly like the government.
Yeah. In 2022, it costs 2.72 cents to make, administer, and distribute a penny. The mint produced 5.5 billion pennies in 2022, which is a loss of $92.7 million.
There you go. And why
just
not?
To make the pennies that
nobody
even uses anymore.
Anyway, come
right.
on.
I know. As of 2022, nickels also cost just over 10 cents to produce and distribute, providing an argument for elimination similar to the pennies.
No. Here's what we do. You get rid of the pennies.
Right.
You make the nickels out of what you made the pennies out of. So it costs you 2.5 cents to make a nickel.
Oh.
Then you're ahead.
There you go.
And you've done away with the pennies. I've solved the problem.
You solved it. Look at that. Genius.
Gosh. Mr. Shuttleworth goes to Washington.
Genius.
I'm going.
I like it. Who do you write to? Write a letter. Write a letter to your senator.
To my congressman?
Your congressman. So other countries have also withdrawn coins no longer worth producing, such as Canada ending the production of the Canadian penny in 2012. If they can do it, we can do it, right?
It's worth next to nothing.
The most recent time that the United States withdrew the lowest value coin from circulation was with the half cent that I mentioned earlier, which was withdrawn in 1857. And several bills introduced in the U.S. Congress would have ceased production of pennies, but none have been approved.
Come on. I think that's one thing everybody in America can get behind. I don't care who you are. Get rid of the penny.
Well, apparently there's a pretty strong zinc lobby in Washington. I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. There's a strong zinc lobby.
Well, no wonder they're buying it for $2.5
That's right.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, lobbyists. All right, you picked out a record to go along with the penny, did you?
Yeah, so we're going to play Pennies from Heaven by the Skyliners.
The Zinc Lobby. Sarah, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7, the Skyliners and Pennies from Heaven. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that record?
Because today's Lucky Penny Day.
There is.
Apparently.
Yeah. Did you find a penny today?
I did not.
I'm going to go look around, see if we can find one.
Look at the parking lot before you go.
Heads up, please. Yeah. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Ready, go.
Okay, pennies may be considered good luck because people once believed copper was a gift from the gods meant to protect them from evil.
The Lincoln penny was adopted in 1909 to mark Abraham Lincoln's 100th birthday.
And in 2022, it cost 2.72 cents to make, administer, and distribute a penny, which costs the government a lot of money.
A lot of money. And it's kept alive by the zinc lobby,
which I thought
you were joking about.
No,
but then
not
during
kidding.
The song, you read me, there's a whole article you said,
There's an entire Wikipedia page on the penny debate.
The penny debate and the zinc lobby
in
Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, if you were the zinc.
If you were the sole provider.
You would not want to lose that
for
account.
The pennies. Yeah, exactly.
You would want to keep that alive.
You sure would.
Yeah, well. Best of luck to them. Mm-hmm. Folks, want to learn more about the penny, Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com, on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
You got it. You got it. Sarah, thank you so much for another enlightening Wiki Corner today. We appreciate
You're
that.
You're welcome.
Back again tomorrow for Wednesday edition and the final edition of the week because you are leaving the country.
Yes. Just Canada. Not where the wildfires are.
Not the what?
Not where the wildfires are.
Oh, no. The unburned section of Canada. Okay,
the eastern part of Canada.
And you will be coming back?
I will be coming back.
That's good.
Yep. Huh? As long as they let me back over the border.
As long as the border
Fingers
patrol
crossed.
Folks are on board with that. That's great. Hey, thanks so much for coming in.
Oh, you're welcome.
All righty. Traffic and weather on the way with Ed Smith and meteorologist Josh Nichols and the legendary Drive at 5 coming up at 5 o'clock.